With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. 7 new COVID-19 cases bring the state's total to 108. Of those, one patient has died and 44 have fully recovered. There is one new case each in Kingsbury, Lincoln, and Yankton counties. Minnehaha has 4 new cases for a total of 31. That's the highest county total so far. The Department of Health notes there is not a confirmed case of COVID-19 in Butte County, as it reported yesterday. That individual resides in Lawrence County. Brown and Marshall counties are now showing minimal to moderate community spread of the disease. Over the past 2 weeks, 12 South Dakotans have been hospitalized due to COVID-19. The health department says that number is a cumulative total and does not reflect current hospitalizations. South Dakota House lawmakers are rejecting a proposal that would allow the Secretary of Health to order public and private locations to shut down as a means to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The bill was introduced on the governor's behalf, but the office is okay with the rejection. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The bill grants authority to the Secretary of Health to order the closure of businesses, parks, schools, and other locations that promote public gathering. The CDC recommends gatherings of no more than 10 people at a time. Taffy Howard is a Rapid City Republican. She rejects the idea that the state should order businesses closed.
We have to allow businesses to work within their means, whatever that is, to provide revenue for themselves during this time. I'm just not ready to give the Secretary of Health, an unelected official, this authority.
Another Rapid City Republican, Representative Jess Olson, supports the idea. She says the authority should be granted by the legislature.
When you have a situation of public health that endangers other people, that's when you're balancing the rights of everyone. And so that's when you look at the First Amendment rights, don't necessarily supersede that if we have an endangerment and people are endangering other people because they are infected and they're not following precautions.
Some lawmakers say the governor already has this and shouldn't extend it to the Secretary of Health. A spokesperson for Governor Kristi Noem says the governor has broad emergency powers, but has chosen not to order statewide business closures. Instead, they say they're encouraging innovation and local control. They say the House vote rejecting the measure is consistent with Noem's reluctance to order business closures. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Lawmakers are passing a bill that broadens the governor's power in times of disaster or emergencies. The bill is meant to define the governor's role in addressing the COVID-19 outbreak. Lawmakers added an amendment that prohibits the government from closing gun stores and includes other gun rights-related provisions. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more coming from the end of the legislative session.
As the number of COVID-19 cases reach 100, including one state lawmaker, legislators are passing a bill that eases licensing timelines for licensed professionals and suspends the letting process for state contracts. However, she will not have the authority to limit the use, sale, and transportation of firearms and ammo. Republican Senate President Pro Tem Brock Greenfield says the legislature is trying to be responsive in a time that's chaotic.
There are no boogeymen that were intended. Simply trying to ensure that we've addressed a concern put forth by a number of people out there in the public.
That public includes the National Rifle Association, which drafted the amendment House Republicans approved. Representative Spencer Gosch brought the amendment to the bill.
This is language brought by the National Rifle Association. This is a concern that is happening in the state. This language was added. It was vetted again through the governor's office. They made some of their changes, and that is the language that we have adopted here that you will see.
State lawmakers met on veto day, a day reserved for considering gubernatorial vetoes, to pass several other bills aimed at the state's ability to respond to the coronavirus. Governor Kristi Noem says she does not plan on a statewide closure of business. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Cities across South Dakota are imposing restrictions on non-essential businesses to slow the spread of the coronavirus. That's left many small business owners with little to no income and an uncertain future. SDPB's Seth Tupper checks in to see how they're doing.
Hope was running high for the James family when they opened their La Luna Cafe 5 months ago in Sioux Falls. Then the coronavirus pandemic struck. The city has since limited crowds and retail businesses to 10 or fewer people. Salvador James manages the cafe.
January, February are all pretty dry months for all business in general, and we had made it past that. To then be blindsided by a pandemic, that's pretty disheartening.
James says the family has to keep the business open because it's their livelihood. So they serve the few customers who come in, and they fill takeout orders. And they've joined with other tenants in their building to petition the landlord for a temporary drop in rent. In Huron, the city has closed public dining areas to eat-in customers. Restaurants can only offer delivery and takeout items. Rhonda Sprecher owns Don't Spill the Beans, a bistro and coffee shop. She is shut down for the time being.
It's a very stressful time. So, you know, nobody knows the right answer. I think that everybody's trying to just, you know, work together on the situation.
Rapid City also has shut down non-essential public spaces. That includes the tap room at Hay Camp Brewing Company. Co-owner Carl Koth is using a new website to offer bottles and cans of craft beer for pickup. He's also researching the forgivable small business loans authorized recently by Congress.
We can go for a minute here and then we'll figure out how long is this going to last, right? So that's a big question in everybody's mind.
The South Dakota Municipal League doesn't know how many local governments have imposed coronavirus-related business restrictions. But online research shows there are restrictions across the state, from small towns like Kimball to bigger cities like Spearfish. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
The Special Olympics State Summer Games are canceled for the year because of the coronavirus pandemic. A statement from the Vermilion Area Chamber of Commerce says they expected nearly 1,000 people for the games in late May. Special Olympics South Dakota President Daryl Nordquist says they're sad about canceling the summer's event, but will look forward to next spring. Vermilion will host the games next year rather than moving next year's games to Spearfish as originally planned. Special Olympics International decided the future is still too uncertain to reschedule the event later this year. State officials say South Dakota's parks and outdoor recreation areas are open. South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Secretary Kelly Hepler says they've modified some of the park operations.
We don't have people manning the stations, so we're letting people go without a new park pass. We just ask, you know, once we are back up and running again, come back in and buy the park pass. And so this is a good grace period. We don't have our comfort stations open, but we do have like all our potties are all open for people to use. Certainly all the trails are open, like say around here in Pierre. We have our shooting range and our archery range. That's true in a lot of the places around the state. We don't have like say some really popular places like getting into our outdoor campuses. Those are closed just for the benefit of the public.
Hepler reminds people to abide by the CDC guidelines to minimize numbers and avoid groups. The agency is actively cleaning the amenities at parks like picnic tables and bathrooms. However, people are encouraged to regularly wash their hands and use good hygiene if they're spending time in the outdoors.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.